We're doing the Sefer Amidot. We're up to page Samach Gimel. And the Duvna Magid had began in his answer. He had said, firstly, we have to know that we can't take credit for our own existence. We had no role in coming to existence. No one asked us. We were just born. Secondly, that even now that we're here, we don't begin to understand our own existence. We don't understand our physical makeup, our spiritual makeup, our own strengths. We when we talk about ourselves, it's like we were talking about a stranger. And even if we learn something about ourselves, it's like we were learning about our friend. Our own self is foreign to us. Ve'afki atate shamesh et gufcha b'chama dvorim asher idrosh b'koach tivo. And even though you take care of your body with the things that nature demands, b'achila u'bishtiya, you eat, you drink, unkavim, you relieve yourself, b'sheina, you sleep, amnucha v'albasha, you rest, you get dressed. So you'll say, yeah, I do take care of my physical body. You understand some of it, yeah. אבל לא אינך רואה כן לך בהם רק משפט העבד. But if you notice, you'll see that you're like a servant, המוזג כוס לרבו. A servant who has to pour a cup to his master. His master says, pour me a cup, he pours him a cup, right? He doesn't have a choice. So it's not like you control your body. It's that your body makes demands on you and you're subservient. You don't have a choice. You don't eat, you know you're going to die. So you serve your body not out of understanding, but more because your body rules. Because you have to. It doesn't stem from understanding. It's not like you rule. Sheino says ot mechepetz nafsho. You don't do it because you want to eat necessarily. Rak bavur ki pikudat adonav alav. But because you're subservient to your physical needs, whether you like it or not. It's not that you understand or you rule. Sometimes you feel like, I wish I could stay up all night and then do what I want to do. No, you got to sleep. You know you're not going to be able to. Sometimes you say, I wish I could focus better. No, you don't control your body. So it's not only that we don't understand, we're also not in control. We have to spend our lives dealing with what our body needs. And we don't control it. כן אתה לא תיתן אל הגוף מאכלו רק בעבור הנוגסים עצים למור, כלו מעשיכם. You feed your body because your body demands it from you and says, no, feed me, right? You don't eat, your body demands it. כוח הרעבון מעורר אותך שתלך לאכול. That strength, that hunger, that's what arouses you to go eat. הצימאון מעורר אותך אל השתייה. Your thirst demands of you to go and arouses you to drink. וכן כולם. That's the way it works with all the physical aspects of the human body. ובכל נען למרוד בהם לבלתי שמוע על אשר יצבו עליך. Now think about it. Let's say you decide you're going to rebel. I'm not going to listen to you, my body. I'm going to do what I want, right? I'm going to try to go without eating. I want a diet. So I'm not going to eat for a week, right? I want to study all week long. I'm not going to sleep for a week. Hello, you'll do baf becha bafu b'chema. They're going to be like a master that beats you up, right? They're not going to let you have any respite. They're going to take care of you. Ad asher tefayes otam berfuot shonot ba'kazot ba'arakot. And then you'll find yourself needing all kinds of medical treatment to cure yourself after what you've done to the body. You're not going to win. The body says, this is what I need, and the body is the master. וכן אם רצונך להתנגד להם רק בזמן האכילה או בזמן השתייה או שאר זמנים, תראה מה יהיה בסופך. And even if you just say, you know what? I'll feed you. I'll give my body to drink, but I'll do it when it's convenient for me. You try dealing with your body according to your own convenience, not feeding it when it needs to eat. Say, okay, it doesn't work for me to eat by day. I'll eat only at night. Yeah, try leading your life that way. You'll end up seeing the price you'll pay. A guy says, it doesn't fit for me to sleep now. I'll sleep on weekends. I won't sleep during the week. No. So who's the boss? We're not the boss. He says, we don't have control over coming to existence. And even when we're in existence, we're basically like servants to our body. We're not in control of our body. The body makes its demands on us. Shlishit, on the third point, he says, page Samach Dalet, Shlishit, the beginning of the paragraph, third point, בכל הבחירותות מעמדך, analyze on what a low level you stand. כי כל שכן על העתיד, גם על רגע אחד אין אתה יודע מה יולד בו. If right now you're not in control, look to the future. You have no control over the future. He says, if you look to your past, you look to when he came to existence, you weren't in control. You didn't decide when you should be born, if you should be born. You didn't have any say in it. You look to your present state, well, you have no control. You're like a servant. You constantly have to do what your body makes demands on you. And thirdly, Well, if this is where you are today, look to the future. Do you have any control over what the future holds for you? You don't begin to know. You're like a blind man who walks after a guy who could see, and he holds his hand to guide him. They know it, Mashil Fana. The blind man basically keeps advancing, but he doesn't know what's before him. Kenata, you too, chayecha tluim lecha mineged. Really, your life is hanging. Ad asher tekableh mimanigehem ugvohim alehem. Till you get life, so to speak, from those that are in control. We don't control when we drop dead. We have no control over how long we'll live. But yeah, a person can shorten his life, right? As far as controlling life, he says you didn't control coming into life. You don't control the life as it is now. And you certainly have no control over the future. Now, once you've gathered to your thoughts, you've come to understand these truths, Once you come to this understanding, he says, then the next step is to understand that the knowledge of God is built upon the knowledge of ourselves, really. When I can be true about my understanding my own state, from that I could build to understanding God. Because once you know yourself, and you recognize that your own existence doesn't have to be, meaning, like they say, the graveyard's full with indispensable people, right? Every person, you know, there's nothing that necessitates their existence. Ve'lo muskemet me'askamatcha, nor is it with your own acquiescence. Bichotecha u'shutcha, it's not dependent on your faculties. It's not you who gave permission, and therefore you're existent. Ve'lo kadam ritzoncha et mitziutcha, nor is it your desire that preceded your existence. Alken mitziutcha mechuyav meratzon acher. So if you think about it, you say, wait a second. I'm not the cause. I didn't decide when I'm going to be created. I'm not the cause. I don't have control over whether I'm here today and now. And I don't have control over where I'll be tomorrow. You know, I have limited control. I don't control how long I will live. So then the next step is that you say, well, wait a second. So then who does control? And that's the next step of God. Where you say, okay, so Alken, therefore, metziutcha mechuyevet, your existence is really what causes your existence. Meratzon acher, there's some other will out there that wills you to be existent. And he's bringing us to the concept of God very gently. He's saying, if you have no control and you're not the one that caused yourself to exist, and you don't even begin to understand how you exist, well, then what is this great brain behind everything? There is another will out there. He's the one that decided, he agreed that you should exist and come to creation. So why do you need other proofs? He says, when the Mishnah tells us, Akavya ben Ma'alal El Omer, when Akavya teaches us, if you look at where you came from, where you are, where you're going to, if you look at that, then you won't come to sin. So he says in that very Mishnah, he's telling us these three points. Look at the fact that your coming to existence wasn't your control, your existence isn't in your control, and your future isn't in your control. And that can be the most basic elementary introduction, without other proofs, to God's being around. Halo idea atzmita sheyadata shlilat yecholtecha. If you just look at yourself, and you recognize that you have such limited power, so then that brings you to the understanding of God's power. Because if I'm not the one that controls my existence, and my parents don't control it, you know, they could go to all the fertility treatment in the world and not have a kid. They could go to all the fertility and treatment in the world, and without it, they could have a kid. So who decides all this? Where's the great brain behind everything that's going on here? So he says, this is the first contact you could have with the concept of God. The Ein Beinei Me'uma, and in essence, the recognition of our own limitations and the recognition of God's control, really the two are synonymous. Now, we could pause here, or we could continue to a story, an allegory he gives to explain the concept. Oh, maybe we'll pause here. Okay. Continue or pause? What's the vote? Shlomo, continue or pause?
Pause.
Okay, so we'll pick up with the mashal next week.